and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is John.
And I'm Let's Get to the Vote.
Which is what I have said every episode all season.
Yeah, I was saying it about 5 minutes into the episode tonight, but we'll get to that.
Let's get to the vote. Let's get to the vote. Let's get to the vote.
I have to say, I'm both relieved and not relieved that this season is my maternity leave season versus something like Second Chances, where it's a more low key season. But before I bury the lead too much here, we have a guest this week because Jay has one of his overnight in Charlotte work, because he works there and he has to stay overnight every so often. So he has one of those weeks this week. So we have Mr. John Norton joining us.
And I'll have you guys know, since the last time I was on the show a number of weeks ago, the producers of Survivor have actually placed me on Ghost Island, and thus I am now that much more powerful.
Well, you are very pale, so you do
that
look
is
like
true.
A ghost, even though you live in Florida.
Had to stay out of the sun. Yeah.
You used to live in
you
LA,
more powerful?
And now you live in California, and you are still almost as pale as Jay.
Wait, you live in Florida, right?
I am in Florida for school, yes.
Okay. Colleen, you said you used to live in L.A., but now you live in California.
Oh, sorry. I'm tired. Hey, Jack saw I made a stone pathway today in my backyard, so I'm pretty proud of myself, but I'm sore.
Which sea bass loved.
Honor someone who just got medevaced from your house?
Hey, I don't know if Zach made you walk on it, Jack, but they're pretty secure. It's in there.
Not only did he make us walk on it, we had to sit on the bench.
Oh, did you like it? That part is just there right now because there's holes. And
he goes, you have to sit on it. And I said, okay, I will.
Okay, tell me, give me some honest feedback, because are there any that have to be redone? Did you guys trip over any of my stone walkway?
I had no problem. Zach was kind of doing half stone, half.
Yes, well, he's 4 and a pain in the ass, so. Did you?
I had no I had no issues with it. No.
Yay!
Are you going to put something in between them, or are you just going to go with the?
Right now, we're going to go with that because that is my stride, and I can walk on it just fine. And I am my own.
It worked. I mean, I got to the bench without stepping in mud, so it was perfect.
Fantastic.
Don't worry. Only 18 more minutes of gardening talk before we get to Survivor.
No.
Do it yourself network.
Yeah, that's what the Jane Jack Network is turning into. Is a DIY.
Actually, we should just deny we ever had this conversation.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it's just it never happened.
That's
you're wrong.
That's right. That's right. You didn't. You never sat on the bench. You never told me that my stones were fine and they weren't wobbly.
Nope.
Excellent. That's what I've been doing while Alex has been napping today.
It's a Dez approach.
It never happened, except if you get really shrill and freak out and kind of half cry during tribal and whatever.
You know, if she just would have told
Laurel,
I think everything would have been fine. But she said it in front of 4 other people. So how do you deny that? Her game from the time she woke up, she played a terrible game today, and
she
obviously deserved to go home.
No, and she kind of got so. Jay had texted me. He was like, "Who do you think is going? Who do you think is going to be Teen Angel or Dez?" And I was I was texting him while we were watching, and I was like, "Well, I kind of feel like." Kellen is scary enough that it could probably be Teen Angel, but Desiree got that kiss of death opening confessional, so it's probably going to be her. And I was right.
You know, we jokingly called her killer, but now you can see it.
What do you think, John?
She was scaring me.
I think that if I've learned anything from the feedback we've gotten over doing multiple podcasts together, Colleen, over the last decade, everyone thinks your stones are just fine.
Thank you. I sent John a picture of my stone walkway that I made. So we have a pond in our backyard. That's what we're talking about, everybody out there. And it gets overgrown going out there. And I put a stone pathway in. And I know we just went back to that, but I'm really proud of myself because I can't even plant a flower, and I did this.
All right, so let's turn to Ty Pennington for your thoughts. Ty, what do you have to say? We have to say, Ty.
Just saying.
We're going to decoupage the fireplace, Ty? Okay, I like it.
Move that bus! Was that him?
I think that was a different show, but they're really all the same. So
Okay,
all right.
I'm pretty sure since Trading Spaces ended, he's been driving that bus, so I'm sure it works.
Okay.
Or some kind of bus. You'll never know. All right. Let's get to the recap, because I think that we're going to spend a lot of time talking about the core focus of this episode, which was the, I didn't say it, but I totally said it in front of way too many people for me to deny this plausibly.
Well, did we first want to hit my my local Survivor news
that you were
very excited about?
Mr. John Norton, which, Jack, you haven't done a Norton yet tonight.
Norton!
There we go. Now I feel welcome.
Please tell us, what are you not doing this Sunday, which I'm very disappointed in?
It's the same thing I usually don't do every day, which is go to a Survivor casting call, except this Sunday there's a difference because there's actually one about an hour away from me. I'm in graduate school down here in Florida for the next 12 months, and Orlando as an area actually seems to have these things quite a bit. I'm not really sure why that is, but they maybe just because, I don't know, you know, with the theme parks and they get like a cross-section of humanity or something. But they do seem to have them in Florida a lot. Like, they're advertised on regular television, just like, by the CBS News. And there's one this Sunday, but I have tickets to the theater, so I unfortunately cannot make it.
Is that where they picked up Seabass?
I think they literally just shot the line out into the Atlantic Ocean and just like all on the wrist, just pulled him right up, and he was just had the hook in his mouth still. That's why the
do they still pick people from these casting calls, or is it just something to keep the Survivor name going? I mean, because most of these people say that, yeah, I knew the producer, I knew this, I knew that, because I think Bradley said that he knew one of the producers or casting people.
I know they still do. I think, certainly it's not to the degree it used to be, but every now and then we do get some of the character. I remember, Dawn, she was submitting herself on videotape, and I think she went to a couple casting calls, years after year after year after year it took her like a decade to finally be called back. And minimally, I know that they, because Survivor did just get renewed for, two more seasons. So, their next year of shooting. So, I think they just, essentially want to see as many people as possible, and they just kind of bank people for, we need, someone who's this type. Oh, yeah, well, we saw them down in Florida, and here's their video. I think they just want to see people. And one way or another, I think it would just be interesting to go to for the experience. I know Tim, went to one in Southern California at one point, and I think he had fun. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if
when
I
you don't can... exist. So,
yeah, well, that dude was a strike against him, but I don't know. Maybe I can make it. I don't know. Tickets. My show is at 2:00. It's a matinee, ladies and gentlemen, for The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And the casting call is 10 to 2. Probably be a line ahead of time. So I don't know. I am in the middle of finals week, but we shall see. And if not now, maybe there'll be another option because they do these things.
You gotta do it. You have to.
It's not Russia. You don't have to.
What would your suggestions be?
Well,
what do I do? But no, well, okay, yes, but like now, once we achieve that goal, but then what? Like, what do I do? Do I go in with a gimmick? Do I have a pre-prepared monologue that I hit them with? How do I impress these producers?
Just go like Seabass. This is so gnarly.
Now, what did he say? So sick. That's what he said. This is so sick.
This is so sick. Like I said, you expect him to be from California, not Florida. I don't know. You live in Florida, John. Is that the normal, dial it down?
The whole 10 months John has lived in Florida, he really is pretty well versed in it.
The one thing I can tell you for sure, Jack, there's no such thing as normal in Florida.
Okay.
No. Right. Be weird. Do a lot of bath salts. No, I'm just totally kidding. Florida, I'm teasing.
Yeah. Florida Man Twitter account tells you everything you need to know.
But anyway, I'm on team John should go to the audition and then report back next time Jay is in Charlotte, which I don't actually know if how many episodes do we have left? We should probably figure this out because I feel like Jay's next Charlotte trip may coincide with the finale, and I don't want that to happen because I genuinely enjoy our pizza beer Survivor finale nights.
Well, it's got to end probably middle of May, right?
Yeah, it's like two or three. It's not very many.
Oh, okay. Then maybe not. We are going to be in New York for one of the Survivors. I know that doesn't help much.
That could be the finale.
Nah, that can't be the finale. Because we still have 10 left, don't we? Nine left?
10 left.
Yeah. No, nine.
Maybe it's going to be like a five. Maybe it's going to be final six.
But don't forget, you know, we saw the preview for next week, so that tells you a little something. And then we start the finale with five people left. I mean, it's only a couple episodes in between.
That's true. You're right. I think there's 10 left. I can't do math. But anyway, we'll figure it out. Right. We'll figure it out. John, otherwise you have to call in or Skype in and give us an update on how it went because...
Yeah, you know, John, if you got picked, we could do this, our Survivor podcast, and we could just criticize the way you're playing the game.
Oh, my well, God. That's what you I'm could be our fish back.
That's what I'm hoping for, Jack. But, you know, look, it's all really in God's hands. So.
Oh, my God. I would insist that Shandy replaces Jay if you were on Survivor. And it would be the most amazing Survivor JJC, or I guess SJC ever. Sorry, Jack.
Why?
I would make the executive because it would be so funny to watch Shandy watch you on Survivor.
Okay. Take your word for it on that one.
Yes. All right.
All right. Well, it's a long hashtag, but let's see if we can get trending, and we'll see if I get enough peer pressure, I'll make the drive down.
Hashtag.
Get Norton.
Make
on
Shandy watch John on Survivor. Is that the hashtag?
Sure. Why not?
Sure. Watch Shandy. No, it's hashtag watch Shandy watch John on Survivor. And everybody at Shandy, at Shandy Lamperley on Twitter, and she will have no clue what we are talking about because she doesn't watch Survivor this season, so she's not in the Survivor podcast world right now. And just like the last time we told everybody to tweet, remember, Jack, what was it? We told everybody to tweet something at Shandy and she messaged me and was like, why are all these people tweeting at me? And I was like, oh, don't worry about it. You have to go listen to the show.
I remember it happening, but I don't remember what it was.
No, I can't remember what it was either. But thank you, everybody that did that, because it got the reaction that I was hoping for.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, let's do that again. Let's do that again, because I can just imagine a text that I'm going to get from her like, is John going on Survivor? Why are people talking about this? So it's going to be great.
And Colleen's going to be like, well, not with that attitude.
Not with that attitude, yeah. Hashtag watch Shandy, watch John on Survivor. Okay, LaVita. LaVita, day 26. Dom talks about a dream that he had about bacon, egg, and cheese on an English muffin. Oh! That is my. I love bacon, egg, and cheese on English muffin.
But Laurel's dad is Martin Sheen.
Yeah, poor Laurel.
Laurel.
I like even sitting at home, like not being out on the island. Like Jack and I got like, oh, Martin Sheen would be your dad. Like oh, that's kind of insane. Colleen's like, cheese and bagel. It's like Colleen, you're eating normally. It's like they're starving on the island, but that's still what you took away from that.
I do.
Yeah, but where do you get Martin Sheen in your kitchen, and Laurel's making bacon, egg, and cheese?
Honestly,
that's what I want to know, because wherever it is, I'm there.
I don't get the joke.
That's what he said that Martin Sheen was her dad.
That was in his dream.
In his dream.
Oh my God! I'm sorry. I don't forget every other night of the week. I'm watching West Wing for the first time. So
exactly. So you should be dreaming about Martin Sheen making you breakfast.
I'm going to dream about that tonight. So oh my God, you're right. She did say that. I remember reading that on the closed captioning. I didn't put that in my
hashtag.
Screen.
Watch Colleen watch The West Wing on Survivor.
Oh my God.
with Martin Sheen.
Yeah, with Martin Sheen. Right? It's Martin Sheen.
Maybe Charlie comes over for a couple episodes.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, he's definitely the dessert portion of the evening.
No.
Yeah.
He's like the absence portion of the evening.
he'd definitely be hanging out with Seabass, though.
Yeah, totally. Winning.
Totally winning. Yeah. We're surviving. Let's get to the vote. Yeah, totally. Donsky, eh?
I did not say that.
Yeah.
Went to go Stalin, broken urn, winning. Got no vote, losing.
Okay, Desiree is hungry, but she knows what being hungry is like from when she was homeless. She tells Jenna that she's ready to take out an Aviti. Laurel catches wind of the plan, but she doesn't know which way she's going to go.
Good now, Desiree said, she said this when she first woke up, right? It looked like she just woke up and walked over to the four or five people who were sitting there.
Yes, it did, around the campfire.
So you're hungry, you just woke up, and you decide you're going to come up with some strategic plan that...
Yeah, she's like, I love the smell of bacon and betraying my kind in the morning, my people,
it just,
my tribe.
I think if she had to do over again, she probably wouldn't have done it the way she did it.
See, what she didn't say, this is in a secret scene that just was put up online, is she actually was dreaming about Emilio Estevez. And that, see, that was kind of like, it's not going to work as much. She just heard like quack, quack,
quack, quack, quack, quack, quack,
all
yes.
over and over again, yeah.
Gordon Bombay.
That was a Mighty Ducks reference for Halloween and everyone else.
Most talented Ducks Pee Wee hockey together. Player in the history of hockey.
And who Jane Jack had a little special connection to
Joshua Jackson,
to the star of the head of the Flying V of the Mighty Ducks.
All right, yes, he used to when they filmed Dawson's Creek in Wilmington. He used to skate at the Iceplex, right?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't want to wait for this life to be over.
No.
Reward
In all seriousness, I actually do think being homeless might be the best preparation for Survivor. Because you always hear like, oh, what'd you do to get on the show? Like, oh, I started doing P90X, bro. And I was like, I was really, really jacked and everything. It's like, no, just be homeless. Like, that is probably the best prep to being out. Like, because then it's a luxury. Then you're in like a tropical island and occasionally you get like coconuts and stuff like that. I mean, there you go.
Well, the worst part is that's terrible. And then she just goes ballistic the rest of the episode, so you forget that you felt sad for a few minutes. You're just like going, oh, you need to stop lying.
Yeah, I do sort of like that this episode was titled It's Like the Perfect Crime, when in reality I'm pretty sure Desiree was literally the opposite of the perfect crime.
Right.
If there was such a thing as the perfect imperfect crime, that's what this episode was for Desiree.
Right.
It was the imperfect, not perfect at all, crime.
Exactly.
It's when you commit a crime and then somebody tells on you and then you yell at everybody in front of it. You yell at that person in front of everybody else.
And then you still try to commit the crime again.
And then you pretend
when you
like
know you cannot
yell,
commit
yes.
the crime.
Oh,
Lord. It is the imperfect
Des.
Crime. It is not, I want to make this clear. This was not the perfect crime.
No.
So anyone out there who still thinks this was the perfect crime, you are wrong.
All right.
Change the episode name.
Speaking of what did kind of seem perfect, the reward challenge, or just the reward itself. Oh, my God. So the winner got to get flown to a Fijian picnic, Fijian picnic, and gets to send a loser to Ghost Island. Donathan set out. Orange wins for the first time. So Seabass, Jenna, Kellen, Melisandre, and Teen Angel have the other team draw rocks, and Angela draws the white rock.
Did the I mean, I'm eating normally, but that sandwich, it looked good.
Oh, my God. Yes, it did.
It was the size of Kellen's head, Jack.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very true. But, you know, I also think the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that they serve there look good. So I'm a terrible judge of that.
You know, you said Donathan sat out. He didn't technically, he actually didn't get picked, which I was surprised about. Because, I mean, he's had some challenge moments for this guy.
So I
was kind of surprised that he was the odd man out.
Fair, yes.
Well, he's not physically fit, but he could have been one of the guys in the cage. I mean, right?
Yeah.
He certainly couldn't have done a worse job rowing the Purple's boat.
No.
You know, I have to say, I really, since we've been putting Zach to bed at 7:30 nowadays instead of 9 on Wednesdays, I miss watching this with Zach because he has such like an unbridled enthusiasm about all of the game, aka the challenges, that it's hard to, like, you know, we used to get so into it. Like, which team are you rooting for? And I don't know. It was like a fun family thing. So maybe when he's 4.5, we can go back to watching it with him. But
anyone think that it was going to be one of those things that the team got off to a fast start and ended up losing because of the puzzle?
I was surprised. I mean, I don't normally think, because when they had the first shot, I think it was I remember who was saying that, like, oh, they're extra pieces or something. I was like, moron, they're never extra pieces to these puzzles. And then sure enough, there were extra pieces. Like,
it was Dominic. I think he said, Dominic, he goes, there's extra pieces. So I said, okay, they've got it now. But then the other team figured it out, but it worked out.
All right, so we go over to, on the helicopter for the reward. Everyone's having fun. Sebastian said it was, like, so sick, guys. Michael is grateful for the reward because he knows that he's a huge target and he wants to make some inroads. Kellen is glad that Jenna and Melisandre are sort of meh on his proposal to work together because she wants to get him out next. Yes.
Now, shouldn't a teen angel have said, I do have another idol.
You're on
the bottom. I mean, what?
I just really make yourself a target to be flushed to flush that idol out, though.
I don't know if you're on the bottom. I mean, you got to just. Nah, it worked out for him, but only because someone went ballistic.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that happens. That does happen kind of frequently on Survivor. We've seen history has taught us that.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was in the mode of just blend into the background, hope someone goes crazy, and boy, did he get rewarded.
Yeah, it paid off for him.
It did. What else? Okay, so back to Ghost Island. We're back to it for the first time tonight. Angela was anxious because she doesn't know what she's going into, but she wants to experience it because, quote, it wouldn't be Survivor if you didn't experience all the elements. She hopes for an advantage and gets to play the game, but she ends up getting a no vote.
Well, you know, I still think that they should open them all up and see that there are two rewards in there or two immunity things in there. How do we know just all three don't say no votes?
You know, I'm almost going the other way, and I'm saying at this point, maybe the producers should literally put like an advantage in every single one of them. Because at least then something happens.
Yeah,
like
the
fact that she does this and gets no, it's like, well, okay, then she might as well have just gotten an urn that was like, nope, nothing for you again. This, you know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna have this whole thing, this is just one. Ghost Island has just been one giant CTs the entire season. I mean, it's just been like, hey, there's something great's gonna happen. Nope, not today. How about this time? Nope.
I think we talked about last time you were on. It has been terrible. I mean, it's just been, and I think that kills the whole season. Meaning that's your Ghost Island, and Ghost Island is terrible.
Anyway. But at this point, if you're the producers, it's like, this is an element you can 100% control. Like, maybe the person doesn't do a smart thing or an interesting thing or whatever with said advantage, but you can at least make sure to give them one. That's at least something. I mean, her having no vote, you know, had no effect on anything. It probably would have known that based on who got sent there. It's like, here's where you can actually have your hands all over a part of the game, but actually probably guarantee we're getting a more interesting outcome every time, and then they're not doing it.
Yeah, you just said it. The no vote was absolutely, it meant nothing.
Right. Everybody got their hopes up probably when they were like, yes, finally, somebody gets to play the game. And it was like, womp womp. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's... I mean, the show's been on for, what, how many seasons? 36? So you can't say they don't know what they're doing, but I don't know.
They tried something. It didn't work out. Maybe this will just be, like, because right before I started watching, weren't they in kind of somewhat of a slump? And then we had Heroes versus Villain, which brought it out of that.
Yeah, I mean, they need to have, like, I think we talked about, we might have been talking before we started recording, that the people aren't as interesting, and maybe I'm looking at the list. You know, we lost Jacob early. We lost both Stephanies early. They looked like they were interesting people. I mean, so maybe the interesting people got voted out. That could have been a problem too. So, I mean, there's still a few interesting people, but it's just there's a lot of people that are just like, ugh. Anyway.
Well, it's just they're not drama people, I guess.
Well, I don't even want drama. It just seems like, I don't know. I'm rooting for a couple people. That's it. It's just like.
Everything's becoming milquetoast. It's you're shooting in the same location every season. Like, that's just going to get monotonous. You're having the same types of twists all the time, which are getting monotonous. The twists that you're actually having, you're not doing anything with half the time. And I've been the first to complain about when the producers clearly have their hands far, you know, way, way too much on the game. Like, you know, what I felt happened at the end of last season. But like, here's an example where, you know what, if you do this, it's probably the right choice. And then they're just not. I'd love to hear the production meetings and just see, like, and I don't, you know, I don't think these are bad people or anything. I think they do have the best of intentions of wanting to make, you know, the best show and the best overall experience. But I just wonder, you're left wondering with some of these choices and some of the, you know, the in-game adjustments or lack thereof to, you know, maybe, you know, stir things up in a good way. That I don't know if sometimes they just think a season is going to play very differently than it ends up doing because they're not, you know, seeing a final edited version. They know what's going to be, and no longer they do this, they have a good idea of what's, you know, going to be sort of the end result, and I think probably can anticipate what the reaction would be. But here you just go, are they just swinging and missing? Are we just on a different wavelength than these people right now?
Right.
I don't know.
I feel like it was a cool concept, Ghost Island, but...
Was it really?
Well, it could have been. Like, with the right casting, it totally could have been. Like, you needed people that were campy, that were going to chew scenery, that were going to, like, get super into the fact that they were essentially there to, you know, bring attention back to some of the classic epic Survivor moments, right?
And also what's killed it, too, to me, is every week, who are you going to pick? Rocks. No, they should have to pick somebody to send over there.
They should have to pick somebody.
I'm sick of the Rock thing every single time.
Jack, we all know what you mean by that. Obviously, we're watching the show, but to someone, to the uninitiated, that would have just sounded like they just have some big dumb guy on the show who's like, I choose Rocks.
Like, Kronk,
give it to Rocks, send Rocks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, because my wife was watching, she goes, what? I go, I don't know. It's stupid. I didn't even want to explain it to her. It's every week. Every week they go to the Rock. And you should have to decide who you're going to pick. If you can't decide, then you lose your reward.
Right. You know what it kind of reminds me of? The wimpier version of when everybody gave their rewards away to everybody else in San Juan del Sur.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was like the most polite season ever.
You're completely taking the strategy out of the game.
Well, at least with San Juan del Sur, the giving away the rewards was them kind of coming up with some sort of strategy, right? Like,
I'm not complaining about that. This is absolutely, like you said, Ghost Island could have done something, but it's just it's a luck of the draw. Oh, that person got to go, and, you know, if they play it right, they get immunity. If they don't, then oh well.
Right.
Okay, so do you want to send Chelsea to Ghost Island? Do you want to send Dominic or do you want to send Callan? Rocks!
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But would that make more sense? If they can't decide, you either decide or you lose your reward.
If you guys can't pick someone, we just end the season right here.
Yeah. Nobody wins. All right.
But I think if you took away the reward, say, okay, these five people have just won which is a pretty good reward, right? We all agree that sandwich looked great, and just get taken a helicopter ride. Okay, if we can't decide, nobody goes on reward. So
just treat them like you have like two kids who like both want to go to do like two different movies. You know, like, if you can't decide, we're going home.
Yeah, but that would at least bring some strategy involved.
Island back around.
No one's seeing Coco.
Oh, I love that movie.
You know what, honestly, they could have done? They could have
done
this. Don't
talk bad about this.
I'm just saying. About what?
Coco?
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
I haven't seen it either.
I was bringing the conversation back to Survivor.
I'm about to criticize Coco.
I would never... I would never criticize Coco because that was the name of my dog when I was a kid. So,
oh, see, Colleen, now you just opened that up.
So now I'm going to cry. Now I'm going to go to Ghost Island.
If you don't apologize to Jack, then we're ending the season.
I apologize.
Or we go to rocks. And either if I get a white rock, you apologize. If I get a black rock, you said no. All right.
You know what they could have done? They could have merged this idea with Second Chances. They could have had a Second Chance cast using
totally could have. Because there's more at stake, right, when you're going to be embarrassed a second time?
And it fits the theme.
Yeah.
It completely fits the theme.
To be honest with you, I thought that's what they were going to do.
That would be a good returning player season idea. Like, completely. I totally agree.
I'll be telling them that on Sunday, by the way.
Reverse the curse, you get the people that actually were, as many as you can, that screwed up the first time around, or the second time around, or third time, whatever, how many times they've been on. But
like, I was literally thinking when they showed like the China Idols, I'm honestly shocked James has not been back on the show. Which I know it'd be his fourth time, but like, so what? That he'd join the club. Like, I'm really shocked they haven't brought him back.
Unless he doesn't want to come back because he's huge. He was a very popular player.
He won like player of the year. I think he did very well financially. So I would think he might want to come back for an easy paycheck, but I don't know. But like, yeah, I mean, they could have absolutely just brought back a handful of people, maybe even done like a, fans versus favorites thing, like a tribe of the returners who screwed up their games and then a tribe of fans who are about to.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I think if they're listening, they should just hire us to pick the next to decide how the game is played next time.
Well, I've been an advocate of that concept, Jack, for a long time.
Okay, focus, everybody. We go back to the beach. Dom gets wind of the Navidi women making plans to go against the family and isn't surprised. insert Jay if he were here making a Godfather like. Imitation.
Dez is Fredo.
You're breaking my heart, Dez. You're breaking my heart. Yeah, see,
someone voted that way. They had a broken heart.
She did. That was totally Kellen's vote.
No, I think it was Wendell. Wendell.
Oh, was it? Okay, I didn't see at the very end.
I thought it was Killer too, but I think it was Wendell.
Okay. But Dom tells Kellen about it when she gets back, and she doesn't believe that she, Dom, and Wendell are in trouble, which I was like, come on, finger on the pulse, girl. Don't just...
I just had a perfect day, and you've ruined it.
look what you're making me do. I have to kill your game, Dez. But Kellen says that someone is clearly trying to take the target off of Michael, and it's never going to happen.
Never. Never.
Who will it? And this she's is the right. night that she's Michael right. went to that, the top five.
Yeah, she's right, but he should have been the one going home, without question. But when you have someone that's just so sporadic and all over the place, they had to vote her out.
Anyway. Yeah, this is, I think, going to be the interesting actual question to debate is, do you get rid of somebody like Desiree, who is clearly going against the family and can't be trusted? Or is she, scared into submission now because it was a huge S show that you can at least keep her around for several other votes before you potentially blindside her? Or do you, go with Teen Angel, who, clearly is not in the majority, will be a physical threat in theory, even though he hasn't yet.
No.
So, yeah, so it is an interesting question of which way do you go for this?
I think Dom made the right decision. He said, look, we got to, if the weaker players, which is weird because the women, I think he's talking about the women, they're the ones winning immunity. But he wanted to keep Michael around for a shield or something like that. But
see, I don't think that he meant the weaker players in physical strength. I think he meant the people in the majority, the ones that are weaker in terms of influence.
That could be true too, yeah.
That's how I interpreted it. John?
But maybe he also wants a shield though too.
Oh yeah. You're dumb to not have a shield.
I think we draw rocks.
So we go to day 27. Teen Angel knows that he's on the bottom. He agrees to search for an idol with Donathan. He doesn't want to do it and share the idol, but, you know, he's limited options right now. Donathan gets the Jason Scott idol that combined with Ty's idol to make the super idol back in Brains, Brawn, Beauty 2. And that was when Ty, you know, was like, just kidding. Sorry, Scott. You're going home.
Good move by Ty. Good move by Ty.
I think
still didn't get him a vote.
Yeah. But Ty's idol was hidden at the shelter, and Donathan has to go back to find it to pair them up to make it a full mini idol.
Was this a bad move by Michael? If you need an idol, you need the idol.
I don't think he had a choice. You know?
Yes, it was. He was like, oh, maybe I should find an idol. I was like, yeah, it's pretty. He's like, yeah, you know, I really, it's a gut feeling. I think there's one hidden around here. Donathan's like, well, maybe we should go look for it. He's like, that's a great idea.
I just get up and go look for an idol. I mean, I'm on the bottom.
Couldn't put that one together on your own there?
I thought it was Michael's biggest mistake so far of the season. As smart as he is for his age, I go, yeah, why are you so... Maybe he didn't think Donathan would go with him, but...
Because he's so smart, that's why I believe him when he said that he felt like he was kind of trapped. Like, they all knew he was going to be looking.
Yeah, I know, but just get up and go.
Yeah, I mean, he's the one that brought it up to him.
Yeah, that's true.
It was strange. And then the second part of the idol, like, I don't even know, because I was like, wow, they're going to have to, like... Oh, so you even find a way to like move the shelter? Is it? But it's like, oh, it clearly wasn't like buried very far. If maybe not even buried, it might have literally just been like under the bamboo.
Yeah.
Because once he actually stuck his hand down there, he got it pretty easily.
Michael actually helped him get the second part of the idol. I would have said, okay, now we have to work together. Anyway, he's still around. What do I know?
Fair. But so when Donathan gets back, he's trying to reach under and grab this idol. And unlike Jason, where apparently, like, not Jason, I'm sorry, Ben last season, who had to do the same thing, where we're all suspecting that the producers were like, look, fireworks, everybody go to the beach except for Ben. You stay here for a confessional, I mean, to look underneath the thing alone. Unlike that, a made-up situation. That might not be made.
Could it have been that they wanted Michael to find the idol?
I don't know if they wanted Michael to find the idol. Although that'd be pretty BA in a way if Michael found one half and refused to give it to Donathan because
that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just sit.
Interesting.
Anyway.
Anyway, he tells Teen Angel Jenna Laurel about it to distract Dominic. And they end up help him find the other one, and the two become one. We go to the immunity challenge. They like, all right, we got nothing there. Got nothing for me. They have to stand and hold the ball steady on the disc. Wendell, Jenna, and Dez go out quickly, as does Laurel and Angela. Then Dom and Donathan go out. Then it's time to switch. Michael goes out next, then Kellen, and it becomes a showdown between Melisandre and Seabass. And Melisandre uses her dark arts power and wins.
Did Killer have the angriest reaction to falling out?
Yeah, she was not happy.
No.
It was quite the tantrum there, wasn't it?
Yeah. I wouldn't say it to her because I don't want to get on her list. But
yeah, you know. We go back to camp. Dez is ready to take out Kellen because she's a dangerous player who will win hands down in a final three. Kellen confronts Melisandre and Desiree, saying that Dom was panicked, that people were coming after her. Dez is really upset that Laurel messed up her blindside. She's furious, and she doesn't know who she can trust right now. So they're back to having to get rid of
Michael.
She
can't even trust her.
Can't trust her. Can't trust anybody. She goes up to Laurel and, you know, in front of everybody else, we've talked about enough, this is dumb, you know.
Rocks.
She's, you know, it's like, why would you tell her that? But then, you know, she sees Wendell coming. She's got to backtrack. So she just says, denies the conversation ever happened. Laurel's upset that Desiree is trying to backtrack to cover her tracks. And you know, then chaos ensues.
You know, her like final words, you know, and her exit confessional spoilers were, well, I guess that plan didn't work.
You think?
Can someone explain to me what her plan was? Because I'm not sure I get it.
Deny. She should have gotten up at 4 a.m. and tweeted that it wasn't, that it was just fake news, and then people might have believed her better.
Like I said, she did it, not only did she do it once, she did it twice, where she said something in front of a number of people. How can you deny it?
Everybody's saying, I'm trying to get Kale now. This is totally wrong. This is fake news. I'm tweeting on Stick because there's no internet connection here on the island. I'm just hitting thumbs for no reason, and I'm saying all this out loud. Everyone's looking at me. I don't care. Fake news. Losing.
I think if it was just her and Laurel, she would have got away with it.
I'm fired.
I think she would have got away with it.
I think that she would have gotten away with it too if it was just her and Laurel, because then it's she said, right? And she has her friends on her side. But when you go up in front of somebody and yell at them, you know, sitting around the campfire, how are you going to deny that you yelled at them for, you know, like the thing that you yelled at them for didn't happen, and then the yelling at that person didn't happen. Like, everybody saw it. Like, come on,
and you can't believe what she said. Okay. She said a lot of things. She said I paid him off like $160,000.
You know,
totally fake.
I totally thought you were doing a South Park voice the first time you did it, and I was kind of confused, but now I get it.
Colleen, this is how people talk. Okay, this is totally normal way of speech. It's not animation. Okay, this is totally normal. I have the best voice in the world. My cadence is
the bigliest cadence. Yes,
my cadence is like the crime that was committed on this episode. It's perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not imperfect. It's not imperfect cadence. It's a perfect cadence.
Okay, so Dom thinks the strong need to bind together. He talks to Teen Angel. Laurel, I guess that kind of leads kind of credence to your theory, Jack. But I feel like, I still think that maybe he was trying to go over to Teen Angel to get one of the weaker influential players over on his side. But Jenna and Laurel decide to come clean to Kellen. They tell her that Des did try to go after her. Desiree denies it, and Kellen doesn't know who to believe. She doesn't think that it's the right time to blow up Navidi, though. Dom asks her who she trusts and who she wants out. She wants Michael out. She puts her foot down. Kellen is scaring Dom. He thinks that Laurel is the one that's telling the truth.
Yeah, like Dom, though. Drake just got,
Yes.
Yeah, he did say, like, amazingly cool thing. He's like, so you want Michael out? So you want him out? It's like, all right, okay.
Yeah, right, he was like...
We'll get him out. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
He did kind of had that, like... You know, reaction, like, I'm not going to choke on my coffee here. But that reminds me of the amazing Michaela bringing the teacup to tribal council. That was pretty awesome. So what do you guys think here? Like, do you think that Kellen should have been confused? I mean, it was fairly obvious that Desiree was lying, right?
Do you think that Kellen should have been confused? Yes, because I was. I didn't know what was going on.
Okay, fair.
Well, you know, she woke up. She comes from the beach. She's having a perfectly great day. And Dom comes up and tells her that someone in her alliance, someone she's been with from day one, is coming after her. Who? I mean, that's never happened in Survivor before. So why would you be confused? I mean, why wouldn't you be confused? Because that's never... No one has ever turned on anybody that you've been in an alliance with from day one. Ever.
Yeah, no, never. It's like never happened in the history of Survivor. It's why there's no such thing as a bitter Jerry.
Plus Dom is in, they're all in the same alliance, right?
I think at this point, it's so confusing.
So why would, what would be Dom's incentive to lie?
I don't think that she thought Dom was lying. I think that she just didn't know to believe Laurel versus Desiree.
But once everybody started coming and telling her,
yeah,
this is what's going on, I don't know. Yeah. Unless she was just at it.
Well, clearly she believed Dom because Dom thought Laurel's the one telling the truth, and they ended up voting out Desiree.
Yeah.
So she clearly did, you know,
Well, once because what they were saying, and you had Jenna and both Donathan shake their head. Yeah, she said it. Yeah, she said it.
Yeah,
because Keller actually turned back and looked at both of them.
Yeah, she did, and I actually made a note of that because I never take notes on Tribal Council, but this time there was so much there. So, at Tribal, Donathan says that, you know, camp was lit, ready to go. They recap the whole mess. Des denies it again, but Donathan and Jenna call shenanigans on her. Teen Angel chimes in with what happened to with the rest of the story. Des tells Lauren that she's on the bottom, and she's still on the bottom. And, you know, that was kind of the point where she, like, super lost her S, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's, you know, what I kind of thought.
You know, this whole episode began with her sort of exposing, like, oh, yeah, I know I'm on the bottom. I know, like, yeah, I'm in the good alliance, but I'm on the bottom of that, so I'm not going to win, and I have to do this. It's like, is there any chance she would have been voted out this episode had none of this happened?
No.
No.
No, it would have been Michael. It would have been status quo, what they were planning on doing.
Or if they had done a flip, it would have been like Kellen or something. It wouldn't have been Desiree.
Well, yeah. You know, she was smart. I agreed with her when she said, I can't go to with Kellen at the end and win.
Sure.
But she could have. She had alliance with her, Chelsea, and the three of them had an alliance, and they weren't going to get voted out. They could have just waited a little bit and then made a move, just get rid of Dom or get rid of Wendell. And you know, the perfect move was to get rid of Teen Angel. But she made her move too early. And that's a mistake you see a lot of players doing now, because you can't win if you're voted out, right?
Well,
and you need a resume. I get it. You need a resume. But if you vote the stronger, just wait to your moment and vote the stronger players out when you have a chance.
Right. Well, don't forget, also, the Tony Vlachos game was to take out LJ at, what, like 9 or something super early? Like, taking out somebody that you think as a big threat early isn't totally unheard of in this, you know, school of Survivor.
It's not unheard of, but she didn't have the numbers to do it. That's the problem. If she would have said Dom or Wendell, I think she'd have been okay. But when she brought Kellen into it, I think that's what killed her.
Yeah.
Jack, here's what you got to understand, okay? Here's what you got to understand. There are many different ways to win, okay? Like, you can win if you're going against someone and they get more votes than you. You can still win. I don't understand how it works, but I just know what happens, okay? And it's a beautiful thing. Everyone's very happy about it. Everyone's very pleased when you win, okay? Trust me. Because I win more than anyone else. I do things perfect. I can make crimes perfectly. There's so much that's not a crime. It's not an imperfect crime. It's not a perfect crime. It's my crime, okay? Okay. It's just good. I always win.
Okay. right, you know, they thought that he couldn't get, yeah, okay, sorry, I'm not even going to go there. All right, so moving on, because now I am totally, totally thrown off.
Again, she just made so many mistakes. Like I said, you don't go to a whole group of people, you go to one or two that you can trust, but
You go to one. He's like, if he's like the president of a country, okay, that's a good person to trust, right? Like, even if he's like president of a country who, like, we don't get along, is stupid, you can trust him. I know this personally.
Right.
Yes. So, that's how you win.
All right. So we go back to Tribal. Desiree just wants to vote or whatever. Like, she thinks that she can't get 270, but she ends up with 304. And, you know, it happens.
It's just math. It's math, people. That's how it works.
It's math.
Trigonometry.
No, but honestly, in all seriousness, though.
Right angles.
We get this random quote from Kellen where she's like, I've been Sherlock Holmes all day, but I'm feeling like Helen Keller. And I'm like, okay.
Why do I have a funny feeling Colleen was just Googling electoral votes? Why do I have a funny feeling that's what that typing was? I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was actually texting Jagan Knight because he went to sleep.
I don't know about the Helen Keller comment. I don't know if that was will play well with the.
It didn't play well audience. With me. So
yeah, I go. Oh, that's not cool.
Oh, stop it, Colleen. You love anything with a Helen Keller joke. You love.
No, I'm not in college anymore. I'm just kidding.
Plus, she was playing Sherlock Holmes. I didn't see that either. So I, you know.
Well, yeah, I didn't see that.
It was sort of like, who was that comment more offensive to? I was trying to figure that out in real time.
Yeah.
Like I said, she basically, people are telling her, hitting her over the head, this is what happened. So I had to play Sherlock Holmes and figure out what was actually happening.
Yeah, this is certainly a study in crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Well, or just a study in all the things not to do. Anyway, Desiree is ready to get on with the vote, and she is voted out with at least 6 votes. When she leaves, she goes, ladies, y'all better keep winning.
Yeah, I thought her confessional then was fine. I mean, she didn't, you know.
Did we?
But it's just like, but she should still be in the game.
This is someone who, like, I don't know. I was going to say, like, I want to hear from her to the reunion show. Don't know if that's true. But, like, I am curious, like, what her reaction is watching this. Because this is one of those things you step away from and you go, like, none of this needed to happen. Like, some people kind of, like, blow themselves up. Like, they kind of, like, kamikaze on their way out. But they were going that way anyway. Like, the plane was already about to hit the deck. But, like, this was not, this, there was no reason for any of this. Like, I understand the impotence for, like, wanting to flip it around and make yourself better. But, like, talk about spiraling out of control. Like, this was kind of amazing to watch in that way.
Hey, John, have you seen the reunion shows lately? They only talk to, like, 2 people. So the odds of them talking to her is slim.
And they're all going to be me, okay? You only can talk to me.
Whoever wins it and whoever finishes 3rd or 4th might get a... We might see some airtime.
Well, yeah, hopefully a song by Chase Rice, though.
Let's just say that Seabass is probably going to be spoken to regardless of whether or not he is.
If there's a God, Boston Rob has written another book on Survivor that we'll get to see him there. And so,
oh my God.
Did you say if there is or if there isn't?
If there is, I mean, because who doesn't want to see Boston Rob? And
yeah, no, I was just making it.
Do we think that Desiree was the right vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
Well, based on what happened, I mean, come on. Right. Gotta get her out of there.
Before the episode started. No, the correct vote was Michael, but she everything we saw in the editing, she had to go.
Yeah. Agreed. All right, so I think it is time to tally the votes, and then we'll get into some feedback. How do we usually do this? What order do we usually do it?
Usually feedback, then tally the votes, but I don't care.
All right, we'll do some feedback.
Do you have to thank any Patreons?
We'll do that at the end. So, okay. Jay usually does it at the beginning, and I have already forgotten. So, you know, it is what it is.
I see.
So, we got an email from Lindsay.
Sean?
What? No, Sean email. Remember, he's on vacation this week.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yes.
My bad.
So, Lindsay says that she follows Michael on Instagram, and after seeing his post from Coachella, I wouldn't put a Tide Pod past him. That made me laugh. I'm going to have to go to his page immediately on Instagram since we're recording. We got another email from Mandy. Maddie's team kicked so much butt that softball was called early tonight, so I got to watch the show live. At what point does everyone realize that Angela might be a competition beast and vote her out? Did they forget Jenna and Seabass was a thing? Yeah, actually, did we all forget that other than their Instagram account? Oh my God.
I know I've been trying to.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God, double vote next week. Can we check with historian Mike Bloom? Is this the first double eviction from one tribe in Survivor history? Oh Lord, help us. They aren't starting to take game twists from Big Brother. You're also, you know,
at this point, I'll settle for them. I'll settle for them dressing up in taco costumes after the season.
John, you and Jack are both kind of connoisseurs of Survivor. So is this the first double eviction from one tribe in Survivor history?
No, it's not.
I would guess no, but I'm not an expert. I have trouble remembering things from like a week ago, so.
All right, then.
I'll go with what John said because I don't know.
I don't think so, but I'm always wrong. So, okay, next email is from, I'm sorry, we have a follow-up email from
Mandy. Well, hold on. Let me actually, I mean, it's not the first time that, because I don't know how much you guys want to get into what was said on the preview, but like, it's not the first time you've had like, okay, you know, two people are going home, whatever. But the, if I understood correctly, it was like at this one tribal council, like we're voting out two people. So I don't know if it's like whoever gets the first amount of votes and the second amount of votes. Also, you know, both of them get voted out. If that's the case, then yes, this is the first time they've done that.
Oh, see, I thought there were going to be two separate votes. That's how I took it. But again,
I don't,
you can't
I
get
don't
the
think
clean
so.
That yeah. much from a preview. So you're right. I think that you might be right.
So, yeah, maybe.
Again, I'll go with what John said.
Interesting. Okay.
And if he's wrong, he won't be here to defend himself next week.
That's right.
We have a follow-up email from Mandy. This is a Dalton, based on a Dalton Ross tweet. Going back to last season, this makes 10 straight Survivor individual immunity challenges won by women. Who run the world? Who run this island?
10 straight?
Yep. Here's the full list. Okay. Starting with tonight.
Oh, because what's her name won like 5 or 6 last year, right?
Chrissy. Shh.
Chrissy.
Chelsea, Angela, Kellen, Chrissy, Ashley, Chrissy, Ashley, Lauren. Cole's my goal, or not my goal, is the only man to win one in the last two seasons. Women have won 11 out of the 12 total with Desi.
I knew a woman would win today, too.
I mean, it was geared to women or Joe Anglim, so there's that.
I have so many things I could say, and I'm just not going to, because I know they're going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, please don't. Okay, final emails from Victoria. Hey, guys, can't wait to hear you say Victoria, victorious, LOL.
Victoria.
Go ahead.
I always sing Victoria when it's Gloria, but I always think I watch it too, Victoria, but I always think I changed it to Victoria.
I know. Meanwhile, back to Survivor. So this felt like a filler episode for me. See, it's funny. I thought this wasn't a filler episode. I genuinely didn't get that. I know it's the point of the game where everyone is going to turn on each other, but I kind of felt bad for Desi. I wanted her to shake things up, but when she started lying, I immediately wanted her gone. I didn't even know Seabass was still there. I say this every week.
I was just close to winning the immunity.
It was a showdown, all right. What are your thoughts about the guys not winning any challenges? When are the physical challenges coming back? I'm going to be furious if the last four challenges are physical and with one puzzle. I was surprised that Donathan waited till Tribal to side with Laurel. He kind of left her hanging at camp. Is that Jenna calling him stupid next week? Hate everything about her. I mean, that's just mean and unnecessary. Okay, guys, I'm tripping because of this Cavaliers versus Pacers game. That's basketball, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Spoiler alert. Wait, basketball's still on? That didn't end in, like, March?
Basketball and hockey never end. They just keep going.
I know hockey never ends. Spoiler alert, LeBron shot the game-winning three. Now if Survivor could dial in some Ghost Island drama and some blindsides, that'd be great, Victoria.
I mean, these are pretty standard challenges at this point in the game. I mean, and quite frankly, a lot of them usually do favor women.
I think what she's saying, that if they had like a, you know, carrying those big heavy puzzle pieces, you know, something like that for a challenge. But
if they just make it so that they have a guy and they want him staying in and they just give him all these physical challenges.
Right.
Or they just give him idols.
I think Donathan, though. Exactly. I think Donathan is probably playing the best game out there, though.
Frankly,
I think he has been for a while. Yeah, because you know he's in a good position. He's not he's likable, but not seen as a threat. He's kind of like a middleman in all the alliances he's been in. So he's not going to be the target, but he still can wiggle his way in and kind of steer the narrative. And now he has a double idol.
Plus, he was also the first one to, other than to back up Laurel, that
Laurel.
Des was lying. What?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think he didn't hold back on that either.
And he knows when to do it. That's the thing. Like he's not going to be like starting drama at camp. Like he knows when to, you know, a lot of survivors, you know, kind of picking your shots. And I think he's got a keen eye for it.
Yeah, I can see him winning.
I can't. I mean, I guess I can, but I feel like somebody's going to be turned on to, like, you know, wick up to his game at some point.
Yep, probably.
I think he's Final Five material, but I don't see him going all the way to Final Three. I think he gets cut before then by somebody else.
Him not getting in the reward challenge, was that him? They don't consider him a threat, right?
That was interesting. They didn't get picked. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very
true.
I think one way or another,
we'll see him again, though. So.
Oh yeah, he's one of the few that you actually remember from this season.
He's the type of character that the fans relate to and love.
Yeah, totally. Totally agree. All right, now I think it is time to tally the votes. John, you can do the honors and start this week. Who do you think is going home next week?
Well, who do we pick last week?
Oh, that's right, last week. I'm sorry. See, I'm so bad at this. Jack, you get a point because you picked Desiree.
That's why I was kind of pushing for it, but because I knew I had Des.
Give the man his moment in the sun.
Okay, I have literally no idea how Jay's was last week. 4-3. No, okay, so I have no idea how his.
I've been on a roll the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yes, you have. Okay, I see how he's doing this. Sorry, you get a point, Jack, for picking Desiree. Jay picked Michael, and I picked Wendell, so we do not get any points.
Oh, so close.
So close.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. John, you can go first. You can have the honors this week. You can pick for Jay. Who do you think is going home next week?
I think I'm going to go with the same person I actually said the last time I was on this show, and we'll see if this is a better prediction now, but I really think Dominic's time has got to be coming to an end pretty soon.
All right. All right, you pick Dom. Jack, who do you think is going home?
I'm looking at the list that's left. You got to think that Michael has to be going home. So I'll go with Michael.
Okay. And I agree with you. I think Michael's days are numbered.
You don't think he's sliding into the whole, like, oh, but we can get rid of him at any point now slot?
I don't know, because I think Kellen is resuming control, and Kellen has her eye on the prize.
Yeah, Kellen went with the group and voted off Des today. I think they owe her to get Michael out.
Well, Kellen wants him out soon, though, right now.
Yeah. I want him now. The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
I want the whole world.
I'm also going to go with Michael. Plus, Jack is unstoppable, so I might as well.
I'm sorry, Michael, but you're gone.
Yeah. Right now, Jay has 1 point. Jack has, I think that's 5 points. And I have 2 points, so...
Wow. Jack running away with...
Seriously.
Well, I have to get as many points as possible, because I don't think Laurel's going to win. I have Laurel...
Siri just thought I was talking to her. Sorry.
Because I have Laurel winning it all of my second, and I don't think she's going to win it.
Hey, Colleen, are you bestowing a certain... trophy, shall we say, on the winner of the season?
Do I still have the golden shandy?
You never sent it to me. Yeah,
I never sent it.
Yeah, I don't. If I win, I don't want it. So,
Jessica, I'm good. Thanks, guys. But yeah, really, I don't want a
small golden male genitalia in my in my studio. Yeah,
don't break a sweat, guys.
I'll pass.
It's classy up in that studio.
I could drop it in my fish tank, maybe. That would be cool.
No, no.
It'll just float to the top and it'll look even worse.
Oh, no. I'm keeping it until... Sorry, John.
Although, if you could, like, crazy glue it to, like, one of those fish castles, though, that could be interesting.
No, I'm keeping the golden shandy. I won 3 out of the last 4 tribe leagues. I didn't beat you at the very end.
At the very end. But then, like, the thing was, like, I beat you at some, like, 3 seasons ago, and you were going to send it to me, and you never did, and then you just kept it. Yeah, so you should have it somewhere.
Yeah, there's because a joke I won.
There's a joke in there. The last two beat it, but I'm just going to.
I think I'm the rightful owner we're far of the too golden candy. Yeah, I'm keeping it. I want it. Please.
Hashtag watch Survivor, watch Colleen with the golden shandy.
Yes. Watch Colleen, watch Survivor with the golden shandy. Hashtag. Oh, all right. I think that is it for this week on Survivor JJC. Special thank you to our patrons who make this all possible. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jayandjack, or you can go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link up top. Special thanks to some of our patrons that contribute at a certain level, and that would be Ed the Creepy Mailman, Tack from Tokyo, Molly the Millennial, Eckhart Rigner, and Maggie the Magnificent. Thank you, guys. If you'd like to shop through our Amazon affiliates link, you can go to jayandjack.com/Amazon. You can also check out the new merchandise store for Jay and Jack. We just added a woman's cut t-shirt for Westworld last night at the request of Shandy, actually. She pointed out that she wanted to get a Westworld with Jay, Jack, and Mike shirt, and there was no woman's cut, so Jacob added one for her. So...
That was very sexist not to have that in the first place.
Well, I guess it was all Teespring's fault. I don't really know. They mean, they didn't say that they weren't going to have any women's shirts, but, you know. But, so, anyway, check that out. You can go to jayandjack.com/store, but I believe it's also teespring.com/stores/jayandjack. You can go through it that way. You can also check out the link in the Jay and Jack Facebook group. It is pinned to the top of the page. And if you'd like to be a member of the Facebook group, we have a lot of fun over there. It's jayandjack.com. I'm sorry, it's facebook.com/groups/jayandjackgroup, or you can just search Jay and Jack on Facebook, whatever. We promise we won't tell you.
And as the commercial I saw during Survivor told me, Facebook is recommitted to your protection.
Recommitted. Facebook.
You guys see that? See that one?
Yeah,
I didn't see that, but I know Facebook was asking for my phone number yesterday. I go, really?
Well, that's fine. That's totally normal.
If this was the broadcast, I would make a totally inappropriate joke about Facebook and protection, but I will not. Because this is a family-friendly podcast. Check out some of the other shows on the network, including Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, and where you can find Jack more, The Broadcast, where you can find me and the aforementioned Shandy.
I'm very excited for this week's broadcast.
Oh yes. Oh, yes. What are some of the other shows that we have going on? We have The Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. We have...
The Ramblecast.
I said the Ramblecast. I said that first. Thank you very much.
Westworld. Ramblecast took the week off, though, so don't be looking for a new show.
Yeah, but if you're here listening and want to hear more, you can go listen to last week's Ramblecast and the ones...
Oh, yeah, you can do that, but some people always go, am I missing last week's episode? No, I just didn't do one.
You did not. Check out Westworld with Jay, Jack, and Mike. That is a fan favorite over here, over in these parts. Mr. Norton, where can we find you?
Oh, you can find me not going to a Survivor casting call on Sunday unless you get a hashtag going. So
hashtag,
that's on you guys.
Watch Shandy, watch John on Survivor.
That's correct. Other than that, you know what I mean? You know what I need? I need more Instagram followers. Like, I have a nice amount of Twitter followers, very nice, but for some reason that has not transferred to Instagram. So that's what I'm going to plug. And I think you know, maybe Colleen and Jack can be the judge, but I think I produce an interesting array of photos and things I put out there in the into the ether. You know, I keep track of the movies I'm watching for the first time and things. I have an art collection that whenever I have a new addition to that, I put it out there. So you want to check all the goodness out, Instagram.com/John Thomas Norton. So yeah, could use some more. Could come more. Oh, that's, on there.
I didn't know that was your middle name. John, yep. Thomas Norton.
And his dad's name is Thomas John.
And his father was John Thomas, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, all right.
So that's been my 23andMe for this episode of Jay, Jack, and
Connie. Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, guys, for listening. We'll catch you next week. I think Jay will be back. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Rocks.
Arrivederci.
Peace.